Alan Lowe is the buyer for the Audio Video Systems Group at London Drugs. Alan, remote controls are running amok through much of Canada. And you're actually a kind of a remote control junkie.
Well, that might be a little bit strong, but I am a big proponent of a proper remote control for a system. There's nothing worse than bringing home a great audio-video system, putting it in your house, and you being the only person that can work it, because you don't mind picking up six different remotes.
And, you know, you say there's that can be a problem. Sometimes that's an advantage, because then if you're master of the remote, you're master of the TV. But we do need Lord of the Rings happening. We need one remote to master them all. And there's really, it seems to me, in the consumer space, only one product that kind of has risen to the top of the heap. That's the Logitech series. Are they the only ones that have really kind of risen above the rest in consumer space?
In consumer space, the Logitech Harmonies are probably the one who has taken over the best. They've developed a programming system that is so easy that anybody who is slightly computer friendly can program their own remote. And that's the main thing, is how easy can you make it, and how faultless can you make it run?
And therein lies the challenge, I think, for a lot of people is I think a lot of people think if you choose a unified remote, set it up properly, that it answers all the questions. But it doesn't. It only answers some of the questions. You still have to be willing to dive in there sometimes and to make it work properly, because the problem is devices being turned on and off. And if somebody hasn't turned a device off properly, or they haven't given the remote time to do it, because people think it's all instant because they're used to instant response from the remote. But when you're using a unified remote, it goes through a whole series of commands, is it sequentially goes and turns, powers things on and off. So if the dog walks in front when something's being powered on, it might not get powered on. That's where a lot of people lose it. And once they lose it with that, it's not like they can just pick up the appropriate remote if they happen to know and fix it. Now they've suddenly got to work their way through the navigation system in the one remote.
Yeah. The interesting thing is if they pick up their own remote or the remote for that device, they're going to make it worse. The way these devices are programmed, they have a help function. And what you're experiencing there is what happens when a remote gets out of sync.
Yes.
So it thinks that one device is on and it's not. And that happens, as you say, by somebody walking in front of it. When you consider that it may be executing 6 or 8 or 10 or 15 commands for a macro, mm-hmm. So a macro is what they call it when it's turning on your TV, turning on your satellite box, your DVD, and your audio system.
And then setting the proper inputs, and then all of those sorts of things that it has to do. It has to do each one for each device. That's a lot of commands.
It's a lot of commands. So if you point it and push that button and then turn the remote away, only half the commands are going to get there, unless you have a radio frequency remote, which is a little bit more expensive, and it sends the commands by radio frequency, and they're then translated into infrared.
You say a little bit more expensive, but you're not really meaning a little bit more expensive, are you?
It would be a little bit more expensive for the same remote that didn't have the radio frequency command.
Okay.
It's about a $100 option for it, but can you get that $100 option on a $50 universal remote? No.
But you can on a $1,500 remote.
No, on a $300.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. $300 to $500 in the consumer end with something like a Logitech Harmony, you have the ability to get the radio frequency.
They've got the RF. I did not know that they had the RF ones. I thought we had to move up into the ones that were more dedicated in order to make that work.
No, they do have that available in the consumer. Logitech makes two different models, the 900 and the 1100,
okay,
that are radio frequency compatible.
But all of your devices might not be RF compatible. Are all of the TV sets and all of the tuners, are they all RF compatible?
Absolutely not. But the RF receiver has infrared outputs, and it comes with little emitters that you place over the IR receiver on the device. It converts the radio frequency command to IR and sends it to that device.
Okay.
So it doesn't know that you're running radio frequency. It's getting an IR command, but it's far more accurate in the fact that you don't have to point the remote at the system. Or if you want to have your system behind closed doors, you can do that as well.
What's your threshold for an appropriate number of remotes to have to handle?
One.
You're at one. Do you think that, what about for the average person? Do you think that if they just have two devices that it's worth going to a single unified remote, or is it three? Is it?
It would depend on your demographic. How many people do you have in the house? How many want to use the system?
In what's their technical clarity?
And do you want them to enjoy it or not? I understand you liking to be the owner of the system, the holder of the remotes, and in charge, but there's nothing worse than getting the nasty phone call while you're at work because nobody can watch TV.
Yeah, it's one thing when you're in the den. It's another thing when you're on the road or in the office or at the hockey game and nobody can watch TV, and then you're the bad guy when you come home. And so it's for the as far as the choices go out there, Logitech seems to be the way to go, unless you're willing to go into the full dedicated system, which is an order of magnitude more investment, and you've got to really do a lot more research.
For the standard consumer, the Logitech is probably the easiest and best way to go because it's so user-friendly in its programming and how it works. For the people that are into the major theaters and want to integrate control for lighting, mm-hmm. for instance, or
you can expand
HVAC,
it into your,
you can go as far you as you want. Then you get into the heavier systems like RTI, Crestron, AMX, things like that.
And it's amazing what you can do. I mean, being able to log onto your house from somewhere far away and turn on the furnace, turn down the heat, turn on lights. It's an amazing power.
Yeah, a lot of people really go for them for summer homes or mm-hmm. weekend cottages. So when you get to your cottage, it's not 40 below in there. It's all toasty and warm, but you haven't wasted all the power because you turned it on an hour before you left home.
Isn't that something? And the one last piece of advice that I think we should give people is trust the help function
on the remote. That is what will get your remote back in sync if something's out. You only want to pick up your normal remote or the remote that came with the device if you're going into some menu settings or things like that. As a rule, you want to put them away, don't have them anywhere that anybody can reach them, or you'll be out of sync all the time.
That's right. You've all got a drink from the
one
same
remote
cup.
To rule them all.
One remote to rule them all. Alan Lowe from London Drugs, thank you for that remote advice.
My pleasure.